Just when you had an idea of the law working to protect you, to protect citizens of the United States, to protect Texas, Supreme Court ruled 6-3 that Texas could arrest criminal illegal aliens and send them back to Mexico. Supreme Court ruled that. That happened yesterday afternoon. Last night, about 6 p.m., three judges in New Orleans said, "Not so fast, Texas. Quit celebrating." That's exactly what happened. Overnight, judges in New Orleans rescinded a Supreme Court decision. This is a smaller federal appeals court. They rescinded a Supreme Court decision allowing Texas to repel borders, send people back. Coincidentally, this comes at the very same time that Mexico releases a statement saying they will not take back any deportations from the United States. You literally cannot make this up. This is a clown show. And I wanted to talk a little bit about border security. Is there border security in the United States? Is what you're seeing unfold on the Texas border, is this even thinkable, imaginable for a country not to be able to turn back illegal immigrants, not be able to send back people that broke the law coming in? I'm going to show you this clip. This is coming out this morning. This is from Fox News. You got to see this. This is absolutely disgusting.
Breaking news overnight, an appeals court blocking a Texas immigration law that allows local police to arrest migrants who have crossed the border illegally, just hours after the Supreme Court allowed it to go into effect.
Legal whiplash all happening ahead of a critical hearing. This same circuit of judges who just put a hold on the law will hear arguments on the case today. Senate candidate and former Border Patrol Chief Ron Vitello standing by to react. But first, Doug Lazader live in Washington with the breaking developments. Doug.
Morning, and what a whipsaw this has been. First, the Supreme Court allows Texas to enforce its new border law. Then, in this surprise move overnight, a federal appeals court blocked it again. So where does this leave Texas? At the moment, apparently, back at square one. And that follows what had been a very good day for backers of the law that makes it a state crime to illegally cross the border into Texas. The Biden administration had been trying to block it, arguing this is a matter only for the federal government to enforce. And while that argument is...
So the Biden administration argues it's a federal government level decision. The last time I checked, the Supreme Court is an arm of the federal government. You know, that little thing they call the judicial branch. And now a appeals court, lower level appeals court in New Orleans, Louisiana, has nothing to do with Texas, rescinds this, sends it back to appeal. I don't understand. Somebody is getting some pockets greased out of this. Someone is getting a kickback. What do you think about this? Leave a comment down below. How does this bother you? If you live in Texas, what are you thinking about this? If you're a Democrat candidate in Texas, did the New Orleans threesome, did these three judges in New Orleans suddenly ruin any chance of you winning an election? Because I think that's what happened. I think this threesome in New Orleans just ruined any chance of Texas electing any Democrat candidates.
Playing out in lower courts, the Supreme Court in a 6-3 decision yesterday said Texas could move forward with enforcement in the meantime. Now, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton wrote this on X responding to that SCOTUS win. Huge win, he wrote. Texas has defeated the Biden administration's and ACLU's emergency motions at the Supreme Court. And White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, on the other hand, wrote this. We fundamentally disagree with the Supreme Court's order allowing Texas's harmful and unconstitutional law to go into effect. SB 4 will not only make communities in Texas less safe, it will also burden law enforcement and sow chaos and confusion at our southern border. But now with this overnight ruling from...
In your brain, do you compute? How do you make the connection that not allowing illegal criminal aliens into the southern border is going to sow chaos. I would think keeping them out would prevent chaos. If you've got like 30 stray cats in your neighborhood, if they're outside in the alley fighting amongst themselves, you know, you might hear some noises out back. Okay. Allow those 30 cats to come into your house. Maybe 8 or 10 of them are tomcats. Tell me what kind of chaos you got there. That's the way I look at things. I conceptualize things at this like Murphy's Law ground level and how I can just boil it down to the simplest explanation. What is going on is disgusting. And what is going on is happening on a daily basis for one reason and one reason only.
The Democrat open borders plan to entrench single party rule, explained in under 2 minutes. 1, flood the country with untold millions of illegals by land, sea, and air from
We're doing that.
All over the world. Enough to eclipse the populations of 36 individual U.S. states so far. 2, prioritize the needs of these millions of non-citizens over the needs of the American citizen.
I think we're doing that too. We're putting illegal aliens ahead of veterans, ahead of our own citizens. Look at Chicago.
Free flights, buses, hotels, meals, and phones, ensuring their loyalty to the political party that imported them. 3, keep them in the country at all costs, even when they commit violent crime like attack the language used to describe the criminals, as opposed to the criminals themselves. Slander.
Yeah, they're not illegals anymore. They're undocumented, right? Just ask Joe Biden.
Critics as racist. 4, ensure their privileges are made irrevocable with city and state sanctuary laws that act as population magnets. Codify permanent status and ensure non-cooperation with ICE. 5, count the non-citizens in the census that will determine congressional apportionment in the House of Representatives. As of now, that would equal 13 extra congressional districts, a tremendous amount of electoral power. 6, wage a massive, heavily funded lawfare campaign to change state voting laws that legalize mass mail-in ballots, no signature verification, and no proof of citizenship requirements, making it nearly impossible to prove voter fraud. 7, lock in the permanent voting majority with campaign promises of lavish benefits and permanent privileges, enshrining generational fealty to the Democrat Party. 8, win elections. 9, entrenched single-party rule has been achieved. The best part? Your tax dollars are paying for it.
That is Western Lensman over on X. Go check him out. It's great. That video, if you're very detached and unaware, then you're new to the channel. That video explains it all. I've been saying it for about the last year and a half. The Great Replacement Theory is actually not a theory. It is happening in real time, and we are paying for it. We give the United Nations 22% of their operating budget. The United Nations is using that money to pay for illegal aliens, criminal migrants, criminal aliens to come to our southern border. They're transporting them there. They're bringing them there. They're pushing them in. They're giving them $10,000 debit cards. They're putting them up in places where they can live in mainly cities that have seen a mass exodus of people with common sense. Chicago, New York City, all of California. People are leaving those areas. When they leave those areas, they lose congressional seats. Well, let's just replace it. Let's stuff the box full of fake ballots, so to speak. So they're refilling it with illegal aliens. They're not allowed to vote yet, but the population still is counted on the census. Remember a few years ago when President Trump didn't want to count illegal aliens? Because that would have lowered the power of the congressional seats in those areas, probably shifted it to more a conservative or a right-leaning majority. That was prevented. That was where we cut it off. That's touching the third rail. So now things should start to make a little sense. You're about to see the same thing happen in real time in Florida. Because Florida needs to go blue. Texas needs to go blue. Arizona, New Mexico, California will always be blue until probably the day I die and start voting Democrat. That's my theory. But this is what is happening. This is what's unfolding in real time. Wake up, America. When the justice system prevents a state from enforcing a law that was just passed, allowed by a Supreme Court, why would Louisiana care about what Texas does on their southern border? Well, I'll tell you why. Because Louisiana is about to go red. That's why. And they need more blue congressional seats. This is what's happening to our country. This is what's happening to our nation. This is what's happening to our sovereignty. I'll put a link to a video that I made yesterday where a federal judge in Illinois ruled that criminal aliens now have constitutional rights and can bear arms through the Second Amendment. Illegal aliens are now protected under the Constitution. You're losing your constitutional rights on a daily basis while criminal aliens gain constitutional rights. That's exactly what I said. You're losing constitutional rights while criminal aliens are gaining. I'm the veteran biker. Hit the like, subscribe, thumbs up button. Scratch your head. Ask why, and then follow the money. Usually the money leads right to the White House or specifically Washington, D.C. Take care. I'll see you on the road. Be careful.